Unit 4. Life Stories. A Lonely Island. Step 2.
Daniel Schreier, you're a professor of English at the University of Zurich, and you've spent much of your life finding out about the English language and the ways in which people use it. For your research, you travel a lot. What are some of the most interesting places you've visited?
Well, I did interesting fieldwork in the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina, USA, where I worked with a very small group of African Americans. And I spent quite some time in the South Atlantic Ocean on two islands. First on the island of Tristan da Cunha, where I lived for half a year, and on the island of St. Helena, where I spent 3 months. Those have been the highlights.
Let's focus on this little island, Tristan da Cunha. It's a long way away from the two continents it lies between, Africa and South America. What are some of the basic facts of the place?
The Guinness Book of Records calls it the world's most isolated inhabited island. There's one pub on Tristan. It's called the Albatross Bar. But let's say you want to go to another pub for a change. Okay, you'll have to travel about 2,300 kilometres to the nearest island, St. Helena.
It's that far out. Is it very complicated to get there?
Oh, yes, it is. The island has no airport, so you can't fly. You can take a boat, which means you have to fly to South Africa first and catch a boat from there. But there are only about 10 boats a year.
And how long does the trip take?
About 1 week. If the weather is good. And the island doesn't have a harbour that is suitable for big ships, so some people from Tristan come out in smaller boats. They come alongside the ship, and you have to climb down on a rope ladder into the boat. It can be very dangerous. There may be big waves, 3 metres up and down.